KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls volleyball action last night locally in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Glenwood downing Atlantic 3-2. Glenwood did it the hard way as Atlantic won the first two games 25-22 in each of the first two games to take a 2-0 lead. But the Rams rallied back to win games 3 and 4 and then took the deciding game 5-15-8 to win the match 3-2. Also in the Hawkeye 10 last night, it was Harlan over Red Oak 3-0. Kemper Catholic defeating Clarinda 3-1. Lewis Central a 3-1 winner over Shenandoah. And Creston had to go the distance to beat Denison 3-2, 16-14 in the fifth and deciding game. In Western Iowa Conference play last night, it was Audubon over Griswold 3-0. Trainer defeating AHST 3-0. Tri-Center outlasting Missouri Valley 3-1. Underwood over Riverside in 3 straight games. Also in the Rolling Hills Conference last night, it was Adair Casey beating Glidden Ralston 3-2. Orient Maxburg held off Exira EHK also 3-2, winning 15-10 in the fifth and deciding game. Iowa Christian Academy also posting a 3-sweep over East Green last night. Elsewhere in girls volleyball around the region last evening, it was Arweva defeating West Harrison 3-0. Bedford beat Lennox 3-0. It was Carroll over Perry 3-1. Charter Oak Ute a 3-1 winner over West Monona. Coon Rapids Bayard defeating Earlham 3-2. Des Moines Christian topping Guthrie Center in 3 straight. East Mills took 3 in a row from Clarinda Academy. East Union a 3-1 winner over Corning. Fremont Mills beat Sydney 3-0. IKM Manning a 3-sweep over Logan Magnolia. St. Albert beat Omaha Mercy 3-1. It was Stanton over Nishnabotna 3 straight. Van Meter beat Panorama 3-0. And West Central Valley had to go overtime to beat Ogden 3-2, winning 19-17 in the fifth and deciding game. On to baseball now, where the St. Louis Cardinals and the Atlanta Braves are dead even for the National League wild card right now, 3 weeks after the Braves led the Redbirds by 8.5 games. Tuesday night was a comeback within a comeback for the Cards as they spotted Houston an early 5-0 lead before beating the Astros 13-6. Pinch hitter Ryan Terrio supplied a tie-breaking 2-run triple while the Cardinals were scoring 4 times in the 7th inning to take a 9-6 lead. Alan Craig scored 3 times and drove in 4 runs as the Cardinals improved to 15-5 since September 6th. The Braves suffered their 4th straight loss and 8th in 11 games as Roy Oswalt tossed a 3-hitter in Philadelphia's 7-1 trouncing of Atlanta. Chase Utley, Hunter Pence, and Jimmy Rollins all went deep to help the Phillies pick up their major league leading and team record tying 101st victory. Elsewhere in the National League, Prince Fielder's first 3-homer game lifted Milwaukee past Pittsburgh 6-4. Fielder's final home run of the night was a 2-run blast that snapped a 4-4 tie in the 7th. Ryan Roberts launched a grand slam with 2 outs in the bottom of the 10th, capping a 6-run rally that gave Arizona a 7-6 win over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Brandon Belt homered into McCovey Cove, and Connor Gillespie added an inside-the-park home run as San Francisco hammered Colorado 7-0. National League batting leader Jose Reyes went 3-for-6 with a pair of homers, but Drew Stubbs bunted home the deciding run in the 13th inning to give Cincinnati a 5-4 win over the New York Mets. Javier Vasquez tossed a 5-hitter, but the Marlins needed Brian Peterson's homer with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th to beat Washington 3-2. And Aramis Ramirez smacked a go-ahead 3-run homer in the 8th inning as the Chicago Cubs topped San Diego 6-2. Over to the American League, where Tampa Bay and Boston remain tied for the wild card lead there. Now the 1 game left in the regular season, Matt Joyce launched a go-ahead 3-run homer, and the Rays turned the 3rd triple play in team history as they completed a 5-3 win over the New York Yankees. The Rays blew a 2-0 lead and trailed 3-2 until Joyce went deep off of former teammate Rafael Soriano. Ben Zobrist hit a 2-run shot in the Rays' 5th victory in 6 games. The Red Sox kept pace with Tampa Bay by downing Baltimore 8-7. Ryan LaVarnway hit a 3-run homer and a solo shot after Jacoby Ellsbury's 2-run blast in the 2nd put the Red Sox ahead to stay. Marco Scudero also smacked a 2-run homer as the Bo Sox improved to 7-19 this month. In other American League action, home runs by Wilson Betemeet, Delman Young, and Miguel Cabrera powered Detroit over Cleveland 9-6. Adrian Beltre, Mike Napoli, and Nelson Cruz hit consecutive home runs to put Texas up 8-2 in the 5th inning in a 10-3 rout of the LA Angels. Mark Burley tossed 7 shutout innings, and Tyler Flowers homered in the Chicago White Sox 2-1 triumph against Toronto. Trevor Cahill scattered 4 hits in 7 innings as Oakland blanked Seattle 7-0, and Minnesota avoided its 100th loss as Rene Tassoni hit a grand slam, and rookie Chris Parmalee homered in the Twins' 7-4 triumph over Kansas City. Well, Major League Baseball has set the times for potential wild card tiebreaker games, with both races coming down to the wire. Any one-game playoffs would be played Thursday. The first pitch for the American League tiebreaker between the Boston Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays in St. Petersburg, Florida, would be scheduled for 3:07 p.m. Central Time. The Cardinals and the Atlanta Braves would start at 7:07 Central in St. Louis. The times of those games would not change if only one of them is needed. The AL wildcard winner would then play Game 1 of the Division Series Friday night in the early slot. That's a 4:07 p.m. game. The New York Yankees will host the late game starting at 7:37 p.m. Both wildcard races are tied with one game left today. Any one-game playoffs and division series games will be seen on TBS. In other baseball news, Ozzie Guillen announced that he'll be managing the Florida Marlins next season. However, the team has not confirmed that they've hired the former Chicago White Sox skipper, who was let out of his contract on Monday after eight seasons with the team. Guillen tweeted Tuesday that he was in Miami and ready to go with the Marlins. He asked to be released from his contract when the White Sox would not grant him an extension with a pay raise. White Sox general manager Ken Williams has confirmed the club had an agreement with another team for compensation for Guillen, but he didn't identify the players involved and declined to say that the Marlins were the other team. Also in the majors, Tampa Bay first baseman Casey Kochman was taken to a hospital after experiencing tightness in his chest before Tuesday's game against the New York Yankees. Kochman was seen leaving the clubhouse on a rolling stretcher for tests. A federal judge has tossed out most of the claims brought against the owners of the New York Mets by a trustee recovering money for victims of Bernard Madoff's Ponzi scheme. However, U.S. District Judge Jed Rakoff also said the trustee might well prevail in efforts to recover some of the nearly $300 million in fictitious profits that he claims owner Fred Wilpon and his associates received from Madoff. The Mets are preventing the Yankees from temporarily putting their AAA team in Newark, New Jersey, while the team's regular field in Scranton, Pennsylvania, undergoes a year of renovations. The Mets invoke their territorial rights to nix a new Yankees affiliate in the area, even if it's just temporary. The Mets have exercised manager Terry Collins' contract option for 2013. The Mets are finishing up their third straight losing season, but Collins' enthusiastic managerial style has won over the veterans and the rookies alike. Marlins second baseman Omar Infante says he's agreed to terms on an $8 million two-year contract to remain with the team. Infante would have been eligible for free agency after the season. He went into the game last night hitting .279 with seven homers, 49 knocked in, and only eight errors in 146 games. Fox Sports has sued the Los Angeles Dodgers over the proposed television rights sale that owner Frank McCourt has been counting on to keep the troubled franchise afloat. In a filing late Tuesday, Fox Sports asked a Delaware bankruptcy judge to reject any proposed sale of the Dodgers' television rights that does not abide by the terms of the current contract. The filing was first reported by the Los Angeles Times. Also, Brewers manager Ron Renicki has announced that Yovani Gallardo will be the team's starting pitcher for Game 1 of their National League Division Series. Well, the chairman of the Big 12 Athletic Directors says that group is fully engaged and committed to putting together necessary agreements to provide stability that they all want for the conference. But formalizing such agreements among the nine schools is still a work in progress. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard says the ADs spent a lot of time talking Tuesday about how to provide input to a special committee of four league presidents working on initiatives designed to provide solidarity and stability to the future of the Big 12. Their regularly scheduled fall meeting came a day after Texas A&M was formally introduced as the SEC's 13th member. That move takes effect for the 2012-13 school year. Commissioner Mike Slive says no other schools are currently being considered as 14th members of the Southeastern Conference. Slive said Tuesday that Texas A&M is the only school to apply for membership. The Aggies will join the SEC next July, a move that was ushered in with festivities in College Station. And Boise State will appeal the additional sanctions the NCAA Committee on Infractions imposed on its football program. The Broncos are specifically appealing additional punishment given to the football program. Boise State had implemented self-imposed sanctions in its official response to the NCAA that included reduced scholarships for 1 year and limited fewer preseason practices. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.